Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting second. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Odell. And now, play ball. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball four. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Santo reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Holler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stewart hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Haller and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller moves to second. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. Pagan moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagan scores. Peterson moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peterson scores. Alou moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Wayne Chernow pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Alou moves to third. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alou. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowan strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Scher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Williams strikes out. There goes Brock. The throw from Haller to Pagan, and Brock is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Fred Norman now pitching. Jim Rehart pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Haller moves to second. It's 5-4, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Haller moves to third. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Herbel now pitching. Jim Rehart now playing third base. Jim Davenport now playing second base. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDaniel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stewart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Williams moves to second. It's Cubs, 5, Giants, 5. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo moves to second. It's 6-5, Cubs. Don Larson now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodgers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rodgers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Banks moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bertel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Rodgers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Duke Snider pinch hits for Don Larson. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Jack Sanford pinch runs for Duke Snider. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is 0-for-1 in the game. McDaniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Rodgers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Mays steals second. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou scores. Mays scores. It's 7-6, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haller moves to second. Don Elston now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. There goes Haller trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Burpell, who tags Haller, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Hart moves to second. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davenport hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Shaw now pitching. Del Crandall now catching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.